Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter. Yeah.
What's up? How you doing?
That is what's up.
Hey, my wife's here, too. Hey, come say hi real quick. Would you just say hi to the microphone? Don't be mic shy. Say hi.
Good morning.
Oh, she's so chipper and up and going in the morning. Your wife's one of those annoying morning people that just loves morning. She's always out working out and doing everything. It's like, good God.
For real, though. Like, she gets up at, like 3 in the morning to go. She's one of those people we talked about yesterday. Remember the runners that go out and run at, like,
oh, I love running. No, you don't. Shut up. You're lying.
No, you don't. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
You got to do it so early.
Tell her to stop being so damn chipper in the morning, for God's sake.
Another thing, too, is that then when she complains about being tired.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, there you go.
You're running early
in the
morning.
You're getting up at 2 in the morning. You're going to be tired.
You idiot. Anyway, enough about your chipper wife who loves running. We got to do your history lesson. Let's do it.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, October 14th, 1926, the book Winnie the Pooh by A.A. Milne made its debut. So Winnie the Pooh and Piglet and Winnie Tigger and that depressed-ass donkey made its debut.
Kind of a weird cartoon, honestly.
So Christopher Robin, it's his magical world, right? It's just in his mind, which maybe he should see someone about, that he's got talking bears and pigs and everything around him.
I just, even as a kid watching it, I was like, dude, there's something about this that's just kind of odd.
I never got into it. I never got into it, you know. It's fine. Not saying it's bad. I do have a question, though. What is a poo?
I don't know. Winnie the Pooh?
Like, because Winnie the Bear. Pooh Bear's not a thing, though, right? Unless it's just Winnie the Pooh Bear. Let me look up.
Yeah, Google Pooh Bear. Is that a thing? Maybe that's a type of bear. Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh, also called Pooh Bear and Pooh, is a fictional kid. I don't know. The house at Pooh Corner.
Maybe it was just his name.
Yeah, he lived at Pooh Corner, so he was the Pooh Bear. I don't know. I just always wonder what exactly is the Pooh part of Winnie the Pooh. Pooh. Yeah.
Not sure, but I'll tell you one thing. Tigger is definitely on cocaine.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely flying.
For
dude.
Sure. Do you have a favorite out of all of those?
It's got to be Tigger because he's all jacked up on coke.
He's all jacked up on coke.
He keeps it. He keeps the episodes exciting, I guess.
I do like Tigger because he's always messing with the rabbit. He's always just ruining the rabbit's day, like every single time.
Isn't the rabbit just really wimpy?
Well, he's very, like, the rabbit is the Karen of that world, right? He's always complaining and always wanting people and, like, oh, stay out of my garden, like that stuff. You know what I mean? So, and then you got Eeyore, who's just the
most sad. Dude.
Just sad.
Just
right?
Beat down.
And his little tail. And it's just
looking for, okay, looking for my tail.
Looking for my tail. This is a children's cartoon. Pick it up a little bit, man, for God's sakes.
Right,
for God's sakes.
He's lollygagging over there.
And Piglet. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about that Piglet
guy. Maybe I was thinking of Piglet. That's what I was thinking. Piglet's the wimpy one, right?
Oh, Piglet's very, yeah. Well, he's just a little piggy. He's just a wee little pig.
He's
a wee little pig, but I don't know. But yeah, Winnie the Pooh, some people love it. Some people go crazy for that that yellow bear. Me, I'm on the fence with Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, it's a weird undertone. I don't know. There's something about it.
We could all agree we enjoy the coked up tiger. That's what it is. Yes. That's we love that part.
Always in the bathroom stall.
Hopping out of there after a big old bump of Colombian Bam Bam. Good Lord. All right. Well, there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. Winnie the Pooh. Anyway, we're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Al Park.